$500,000 in your checkbook can put a smile on your face. And with me today is George Cochran. And George, congratulations for the FLW championship.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, George, I guess when the going gets tough, the tough get going. You know, Vince Lombardi coined that a long time ago. And it seems like the tough tournaments, the real tough, nail-biting, hard-to-catch-fish tournaments, you always shine.
Well, I appreciate that. I love fishing in the hot summertime, and I'm completely different than most fishermen. I like to find a good shallow water pattern in the hot summertime, which most people don't think you can put together a winning string, but I've done it several times, and this is the biggest win I've ever had in my life, and it kind of capped my career, especially at 55 years old, and that $500,000 is like my retirement check.
Well, it'd be a nice retirement check for just about everybody. And I think the uniqueness of this is the fact that now, after having the FLW championship and having a chance now to go to the Bassmaster Classic in Pittsburgh, which you've qualified for as well, you know, you could be a millionaire coming out of this thing, man. That's got to be awesome for you.
You know, when I started professionally fishing 25 years ago, we were fishing for $10,000, and then when I won my first Classic in 87, I won $50,000, and that was a lot of money even then, you know. But never in my dreams did I ever dream that you'd be fishing for $500,000 in one tournament, and then everything went just right for me in the FLW, and now I'm getting ready to leave Friday to go to the Bassmasters Classic, and wouldn't that be something if I won that one? Win almost $1 million in 2 weeks. Who would ever dream that in fishing?
Well, who would ever think it's possible, number one? But on top of that, the idea is this kind of plays in your hands. You know, Hamilton, of course, very, very tough bite. You live on the lake. You're able to do some things on your lake because you live there near and know kind of what the patterns of the fish are. But Pittsburgh kind of plays in your hands as well because it's also a shallow water bite for the most part.
Right, and I love rivers. You know, I cut my teeth bass fishing on the Arkansas River here, and when I won my first Classic, it was on the Louisville, Kentucky, on the Ohio River, and this is part of the Ohio River we're going to be fishing. And I practiced for 4 days. They allowed us to practice for 5 days, but I practiced for four because on the fourth day, I found what I was looking for. I found the right kind of cover and the right kind of fish that I wanted to fish for. And so I'm excited about it. I'm upbeat. And, of course, naturally I'm upbeat after just winning this big tournament. But I think I have a good chance of winning it, too. So I'm real excited.
Well, you know, George, it's kind of funny because I've talked to a myriad of different anglers, a bunch of anglers, and all of them are kind of crying the blues about Pittsburgh. I get you on the radio program with me here, and, you know, you're kind of upbeat. You're ready to go. And that's typical George Cochran style, man. You're going to go out there and try to catch them.
Well, you know, in the hot summertime, just about anywhere you go, fishing can be tough. And if it gets you mentally tough, you know what I mean? People go out, and I did the same thing when I was in Pittsburgh. I fished 2 days and didn't catch hardly anything. But I kept looking, and I kept looking, and I know what to look for. I fished rivers all my life. And finally, I found what I was looking for, the right kind of shallow water cover. And I caught two or three fish, and I looked at it, and I realized what I'd found. And I think that if it does like it did for me in the FLW championship and everything goes my way and it's like I think it is, I have a real good chance of winning the Classic.
Well, you know, you mentioned in 87 you fished the Ohio River and won that Classic with, and it was, now it's still the record for the lowest amount of weight caught in a Classic. Do you think this one is going to be kind of similar to that?
I really believe that my record's going to be broke because I think that I have a good chance of winning it with 13 pounds. So I'd like to break my own record with 13 pounds and win it. But most people that fished and practiced there, and of course Larry Nixon and myself share rooms, and we both practiced and we both had tough days every day, and then both of us kind of put in together and practiced together, and we both found the same thing that we both liked, one of the best days we had there, you catch five fish that weigh 4 or 5 pounds. That's just the way it is. But, you know, when I won in Louisville, even with 15 pounds and 5 ounces, everybody said, boy, that wasn't much. But, you know, right after the tournament, they don't think about the weight. They just think about who won it. So I a lot of times it's not how many fish you catch and how big they are. It's still just like in any sport, like golf or anything, like football, Super Bowl, somebody wins 3-0. You know, a year or two down the road, they don't remember what the score was. They just remember who won.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the beauty of this thing, you talked about Larry Nixon, but, you know, you talked to a lot of the young guys, and they're talking about the mental aspects, you know, the being physically fit and all those kind of things. Then you talk to the savvy, the older guys, and they're saying, hey, I just got to go out and do my thing, just grind on them and try to catch them here at Pittsburgh. You know, you really got kind of a tale of two different approaches to this thing.
Well, and I understand that because most of your fishermen now are the younger fishermen, and I remember when I was 35, 45, I fished fast, covered a lot of water, and a lot of times that's what you need to do. But in a tough tournament, real tough tournament, you better be in the right area the whole time, fishing real slow and methodical, and do not make any mistakes. And that's typically what I did in this FLW championship. I had a game plan going into it. I knew the fishing was going to be tough, and I you know, the first 2 days I was against Sandy Melvin from Florida, and I caught just enough to beat him. And then I was against Britt Chapman, and I caught just enough to beat him, but I saved my best area for the last day, because I knew if you were going to win a big championship, you had, and you know, everybody starts over, the 12 top guys at the end of the tournament start over for the one day, and I knew the only way I could beat 11 other good fishermen was to have an ace in the hole. And what it was, I saved my best stretch of bank for the last day, and it went just like I planned. I caught 10 pounds. That's what I thought I could catch, 10 to 12 pounds. I really had 11 pounds, but I had one that died on me because of the heat, and I caught him early. But anyhow, I won the tournament like by 4 or 5 pounds, but it was all about strategy, and that's what comes into play when I go to Pittsburgh. It really does. I mean, I've got a strategy. I found an area that I like. We have one day to practice, and all I'm going to do is try and figure out which lure works best, but I already know where I'm going to fish in the Classic, and if there's as many fish there as I think there is, I ought to be able to win this Classic if everything goes my way.
You know, George, I've known you a number of years, long time, and you know, I've never heard you say or be this confident before. I know you're always confident, don't get me wrong. You always are saying, hey, I know I can do well, I can do this. But I've never really heard you say, hey, I think I can win this thing.
Well, maybe all that has to do with just winning the FLW championship, and I hate to say I'm cocky, but I'm real confident right now. I'm fishing real good. I was even pinching myself the last day of the FLW championship. You know, when you get older, you can't see as good. Sometimes you don't cast as good. Sometimes you don't feel as good, and sometimes you don't have the energy that I did 20 years ago fishing. But like the last day of that FLW championship, I was casting within inches of where I wanted to go. I was working the lure right. Every fish got my lure. I got him in the boat. And so right now I'm at the top of my game as far as fishing. And when fishermen get on a row, they get on a row. And you've seen it, Terry, many, many times. You'll see other great fishermen, and all of a sudden they'll have one of those years where they can't do anything wrong. And I had a real good year this year. I finished 18th on bass, finished 16th on FLW, and my back feels good. I've had problems with it before, but I feel like I'm 30. So I feel good, and I'm real confident, and I'm really looking for the challenge to go to Pittsburgh.
Well, George, as usual, you know, time goes by so quickly here when we do an interview, but I'm going to tell you this. For anybody that had any question about the excitement that's going to be generated from Pittsburgh, I think it's over with now with your interview. And, George, I wish you the best of luck at Pittsburgh. Go out there and catch them.
Okay, Terry, and thank you for having me.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.